Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
My name is Jacob, aka Dino El Magico.
My name is Brad, aka WildcatDad17.
And today is Saturday, January 1st of 2022.
Woohoo! Woo! And we made it!
It is also a very special day. Well, actually, it's like technically a day after, but we won't get technical. Too techno. It is our 1 year anniversary.
Yo, that's insane. Like, how fast, like, time flew. I remember, I still. I still remember the first time you asked me to jump on the pod, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went back and I listened to that first episode where we were recording out of like I was recording out of like this little like headset that I had bought for the Switch.
You mean recorded out of this headset?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
It sounded so bad. Almost worse than last week's audio with mine. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
And I know we already have 11 people here watching. I know we got Splock and ISO 330 and Hector's here.
Nice.
Welcome. Nice. Welcome everyone.
So, so as people come in, basically the way the show is going to work is we're going to do our regular show, but you guys are able to jump in, ask questions as we're going. I don't have the Twitch open on my side, so Wildcat and Dean are going to take care of those. So they'll just give me like a little heads up. We're going to go through whatever's going on here. There's not really much as far as news goes. The event isn't the greatest. So we're going to go through, we're going to do all of our fun little segments. We've got a Factor Crap. We've got a Dino's Tip of the Week. We got Astro's Top 10. And we have a debut of a brand new segment called What Did You Say? And
that should be fun.
This is something you guys are always picking at me and Mindy and me and Dino for saying things wrong. So this is your chance. This is a full segment of us trying to say things and fucking everything up.
I'm gonna enjoy that, even though we're gonna be made fun of for sure.
It's fine. That's what it is. That's what we're here for.
I totally didn't go practice and actually, you know, look up pronunciation videos ahead of the segment.
Yeah, because it'd be real bad if you were the one telling us if it was right or wrong and you didn't know yourself. So,
well, it's even worse considering I chose the ones that I chose to give you. But to be honest, chose them first, then worried about pronunciation second. I looked for ones that I knew were difficult, and then went to figure out how to say them correctly.
Perfect. Perfect.
Great.
So, so let's go around and see how everybody's week was doing. Wildcat, how was your week?
My week was very slow Pokemon-wise. Just these last two events, in my opinion, have been pretty terrible. I did get in and try Holiday Cup, and I went from when Ultra League ended at 2376, I was down to 2189. And I got like three different people telling me to open my Secret Santa gift. I will do that another day, another time. So, but yeah, other than that, the week was pretty good. It was, you know, New Year's Eve. What do you, New Year, Betty White died, and it made me sad because we couldn't wait 20 plus days.
Yeah, that, right?
Wait, come on, y'all.
Way to bring the show down there.
Good job.
Good times. I also felt really old last night when I started trying to watch the Rockin' New Year's Eve, and I'm like, who are all of these artists? Because I've never heard any of them.
No, I didn't put it on.
I didn't even watch it.
We watch it every year, but oh well. Other than that, like I said, good week. I've recovered. I'm back over 2200. I did one more set of Master League Classic just to get back over 2200 and said I should probably tap out. So, Dino, welcome nice. Back. How was your last two
Thank
weeks?
You. Well, obviously, you guys know I was away on vacation for a few days. It wasn't that long, but I didn't play too much. Like you guys, right before the show, I didn't even know what events were today. So I'm like very lost in events. Like I haven't really played too much in terms of like searching for anything. If I see something I'm like, oh, cool, this Pokemon now has a hat. So besides that, like I actually ended up climbing all the way to 2600 in Holiday Cup. And I forget who, I think it was somebody. Yeah, it was a team from a local. Obviously Holiday Cup is over, but you know, it may help for next year. I don't know. It was a Alolan Ninetales charm, along with, it was Altaria and I'm trying to remember the other one. I'm blanking out, but I'll get back to it. But yeah, I climbed up a little bit and I'm not looking forward to this next week with Master League. So, besides that, I climbed up a little bit, but anything else, like I didn't really get any new shinies or anything like that. I'm seeing there's a lot of people saying to open the present to Brad.
It's
I mean, to Wildcat
stairs.
For some reason.
That's all the way down the steps, and that's just too much
I'm
effort.
Like, I'm like, what present?
And even though we're live, it's still an audio medium, so I guess.
So you
well,
mean
I can't
open
make everyone...
my Pokemon cards?
It would make everyone who didn't join the live stream be really pissed that they didn't.
They could always go back and watch it because, you know, we do have on-demand playback for one episode previous.
We do. We do. We do have that. So,
yeah. What about you, Astro? How was your week?
So my week is kind of slow. Like, honestly, I really didn't play the game much. I was really busy with work and stuff, but what I did do was honestly for like since what we had Caleb on, I've been doing nothing but like rocket grunts and rocket battles.
Yeah.
And well, I'm trying to max out my Volby, so I need to get all those XL candy and Stardust, and it's a good source of Stardust. It's like, I think it's like 750 if you use a star piece on the grunts. So
right.
It's good. It's good, whatever. And honestly, the spawns and everything just, it sucks. But yeah, I dabbled into some Master League Classic, and then Holiday Cup fucked me.
I feel like a lot of people are saying that. Yeah, it's just like, I actually said the same thing. This is actually my first time actually doing it and had some success in it.
You had some success?
Yeah, exactly. You're correcting me.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. I didn't have to. That made me happy.
Awesome.
It's all just right, a preview. So, it's just a preview for the segment, you know.
Exactly. So even though we don't have a lot to talk about in each subject or each segment, we're still going to go through them just because why not? So let's go ahead and jump into the Sylph section.
Sylph Arena News.
So can everybody hear the music through the Twitch stream, or is it just
I really hope so, because of the, that would be awkward.
It would be really weird just us sitting there staring at the screen for 20 seconds.
Artemis says yes, they can hear it. Splock also agrees.
Okay. Oh my god, thank god, because awesome. I would be that like, that's just awesome.
Lyle's just joined. Mama Klim just joined as well. Welcome, y'all.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, I always bob my head, Artemis, during the music. I can't help myself.
Yeah. So you dance during the music, yeah.
It's my favorite part. I'm excited. The new intro music's a lot of fun for this new segment. I'm really excited for it. So for those of you who just joined in, we're over in our Sylph section right now. So like we have mentioned before, Sylph is on vacation for this week, or this month. Again, I'm going to reiterate, just in case somebody's watching from Sylph. You guys should do this in December, not January.
Fully agree.
That is very true.
Because I'll tell you, I will be completely honest. The last tournament I was in over for Lured Up, I totally forgot about. And I messaged Unbreakable. It's just like, just give me L's because I'm not going to be able to do these battles.
Yeah, I think even Wildcat was reminding you about your matches in a different Discord.
Yeah.
But that one is because I actually was winning that tournament and I didn't want it to get...
he's like, hurry up along so I can win already here.
I need it. Come on, let's go.
Look, so, as bad as I performed in this meta, I needed the win there. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give you that. We, since there's... no real Sylph stuff going on. We have, we are what? We got one more round?
It is the final round of the Rocket Tournament.
This is the final round.
Yeah.
Ah, look at that. So right now, we've got, I think, a tie for first with the Real DeLong, Lyle, Jeffs, Modders, and... this weird BTW Demio guy. I don't know who that
dude,
is.
Dude, he's a scrub. He's a scrub.
I got to play John Normus. So you're going to get a nice little win there because my team is garbage.
Not as bad as mine. Garbage. It physically can't be as bad as mine in my five common weaknesses.
That is insane. Like, and I don't think, did you even notice that when you had built it originally? Like,
no? What's worse, I actually had originally put Toxicroak on it, and I'm like, oh wait, that gives me two common weaknesses thinking about Psychic, and then I did not even look at the ground issue. I'm like, I literally put that team together in 30 seconds. I went, search these criteria, first six Pokemon, oh wait, no, Toxicroak doesn't work, let's take number 7. That was the way I built that team.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was bad.
And you got a win, but it wasn't a bye. So technically, I haven't won a single match because I had a bye round two.
Yeah, I guess if I win, or it would be like a tie regardless, right?
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a mega tie.
Yeah.
Which I prefer a mega tie, let's just be honest. Especially in an unranked tournament.
Yeah, that should be fun. I mean, it is what it is. But... yeah, no, that's I actually didn't expect my team to do well. Like, I kind of I forget who it was. I think it was like Mama Climbs that mentioned it. Like, I picked like some Pokemon from Ash that I didn't even realize it. I do this like not even realize it anymore. And I picked Snorlax, Charizard, and I forget the third one I picked, but there was Greninja. So I was just like, I didn't even realize. He's trying to talk.
Oh, I said I was going to read a comment from our Twitch just to pat myself on the back. Splock has said, thank you guys for the grass knot on Barbicle. it took me from a 1-4 in my first tournament up to a 5-0 sweep by simply changing that move. So you're very welcome. That is what I'm here for, is to find weird moves that actually work.
Yep. And then, so now they have to tell everyone that they got that from our podcast and send them links to the show. So,
and then Uncle B-Stud said he hit Challenger himself, so congratulations.
Nice. On that.
Nice. That's a huge... What is like the one after Challenger?
Ace. I'm getting pretty close this season already. This is the fastest I've moved that close.
Yeah. I need a lot of help. this has been bad so far this season, but it's all right. Starting February, I'll be able to get back into it. I will tell you right now, what is it? Entei? Yeah, that thing, that big fire dog that's not Arcanine. No. I thought it was going to be like semi-good. Man.
It's not bulky at all.
Fire Fang is the worst fast move ever.
It's equally as bad as Ice Fang.
It's bad.
The only difference is Ice Fang actually, you know, hits things super effectively sometimes.
Yeah.
And unless you're grass, Fire Fang is, you know, grass or steel.
But I've been using Gothitelle like almost in both matches. That thing is so much fun with the rock slide. Because, like, I think when I battled Mama Climb, she's like, man, I didn't even know that had Rock Slide.
The same thing happened with Chipsy and me. I had no... He sent that out, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to shield. I don't...
Yeah.
That's been happening a lot to me, too. I'm like, what does this Pokemon even have? And I like that, and I enjoy that. And I'm like, note it for next time.
Yeah. I'm just glad I don't have to go against Lyle, because I hate Aerodactyl, like the Shadow Aerodactyl, because those smackdowns, like, it doesn't matter who you are, the smackdown just like deletes you.
Yeah, that's just terrible. Scary. Like, it was bad. I went against him and I was terrified. I think I got lucky with him. I think I was just like a 2-1 versus him, but that thing hits as a shadow is so hard.
It's crazy. So we're wrapping that up. So we will let everyone know next week who or what the winners were, or how the tie worked out, or however, whatever it goes. And we are starting.
It has not started already. We are going to be slightly delayed now. Our resident bird is behind on his work.
Good job, Seagull. Yeah,
it's all your fault, Seagull. but we will be starting our draft shortly. So just so everyone knows, on an update, we're at to 23 participants. So we need 7 more. 7 more people need to compete in this draft, because I really want to see 30 people so we can ban 60 Pokemon and have 180 taken.
Am I signed up on there?
You better be.
Because I didn't message.
Probably not.
I didn't message him or tell anybody that I was signing up.
You
were
not. Just, you need to go over you're to supposed Discord to hit the... and react
come on,
with Nino's
man.
Face. Or like, no, my face. Like, oh, look at there. It's my
really,
face.
It's
your face.
There. Just put me on
I
there.
I can't react for you. Do your job.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay.
You have to react to the emoji. Yeah.
I get it. I'll do that tonight.
So 24 participants.
Nice. Okay, just as we're speaking, I was going to say, Wildcat, I think, I don't know if we missed this, but ISO was asking, when do we have to purchase the Johto ticket buy to get the extra research things? Do you know?
I believe it is the...
Is it the 5th?
5th. I believe the 10th or the 5th. Let me look that up real quick.
Yeah. I was actually getting curious because I haven't bought it either. I'm like, oh crap! Like, he just reminded me too. So I'm trying to get the most out of, you know, whenever I do actually spend money on the
Block
game.
Is quicker on the info than I am. It confirmed it is the 10th. That's what I thought, but I wanted to always validate. Thank you, sir.
So buy those tickets.
Oh, and King Tom's about to sign up for the draft as well. Look at that.
Let's go.
There we go. So,
and our returning champ is coming back on the draft as well. CW doesn't do a lot of tournaments with us, but it's coming back to defend his draft tourney.
Oh, yeah. God. He's gonna sneak a good teammate last time, bro. I don't even know how he missed that.
Oh. And for those that haven't participated before, I do plan on tonight or tomorrow, probably tomorrow, sharing out last draft's spreadsheet. So you can see what was banned, what teams were used, and kind of get an understanding of how insane this can get.
Well, that's very white of you.
T-Hub so. Says what draft? I guess he hasn't looked.
Oh, I think he signed up, actually. So, but let's explain the rules. We've got some folks here that maybe following us live that don't actually, you know, maybe listen to the show or aren't in the Discord. So first off, you do have to be in the BTW Discord. Benefits to the Discord. Secondly, we will do two rounds of banning Pokemon. So round one, everyone bans one Pokemon. Round two, three, four, you select one Pokemon. Round five, we ban another Pokemon. Round six, seven, eight, you finish out your team. So, and if one person chooses something, all forms of it are off the board. So, for example, if Fish on a Heater chooses Shadow Hypno, that means regular Hypno is also off the board. So, just keep in mind, it can get really fun really quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I won't delete my Swalot after I draft it this time.
Let's hope not.
How much dust did that take from you?
Oh, I think after I built the second one, it was close to like 100,000. Oh, actually, it was more because I think it's 50,000 a second move. So it was probably like 150,000. And then the worst part is halfway through the tournament, I caught one and it was like a 98%.
So I'm going to ban that just for meanness this time.
I'm sure now that he mentioned that it's for sure gonna get banned.
Yeah.
Oh, my poor course. Precious Drifloom when Camo is so mean to me.
It's gonna happen again.
Yeah. So so that's pretty much it when it comes to like the Sylph stuff. I think we've got is the draft our January tournament?
Yeah, it's our January. We may start the next tournament that we've been prepping on. That will be very easy on your Stardust. End of January, depending upon how things go.
Okay. Sounds good. So, yeah, if you want to join in on any of those and you are not in in the Discord, go ahead and sign up for the Discord. And as always, I'll put the link to that in our show notes. So let's go ahead and move on. And let's get to our first fun little segment we got here. We've got a brand new Wildcat Dad's Fact or Crap.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, you didn't know? You asked for the call, somebody!
Okay, so we'll give a little time for folks to play along in chat. So we're going to start easy this time. Spoink can never stop bouncing. Astro.
Oh, I know this one. That one's true.
Dino.
That's a fact.
You just helped me. I'm going to say fact. I actually didn't know at all.
It is, in fact, a fact. Why can Spoink never stop bouncing?
Because it'll die.
It will. It actually powers its
heart.
Wait,
for real?
If Spoink's no bouncing way. Powers its heart.
What
that's
the
only
hell?
Reason I know.
Yo, that's kind of dark. Like, what the? It's like saying, like, don't stop running, like, or you're going to die. Like, what?
If you haven't noticed, I like to go to a lot of dark things for Factor Crab here.
Yo, yeah, that is pretty dark.
Okay. Wobbuffet's body, the big blue part of it, is not actually its body. Fact or crap. Dino.
Just because it sounds weird, I'm starting to pick up on the thing. I'm going to go fact.
Astro, you love your Wobbuffet.
I know. I'm going to say crap. I think it's got a body and a head.
It is a fact.
Ah. Yo, it's, I am... what?
The actual body of Wobbuffet is the tail that's on the ground. The giant balloon-looking thing is just a... help it be a distraction. And it's one of the reasons that if you look in the main series games, and even really in Pokemon Go, none of its moves are offensive moves. It's all things like counter, mirror coat, reflect. It's all things to lessen damage coming in at it or reflect damage back to you.
Doesn't it have eyes on its tail?
It does. That was the other hint that you could have thought about.
Huh. So it's like a Mimikyu type thing?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Yo, that's insane. Like, how creepy it could be.
That's crazy.
Okay, let's go for a hard one here. The color of Pokeballs were inspired by Voltorb. Fact or crap, Astro?
Fact.
Dino.
Crap.
It is crap. So, and this one I kind of was very mean and went outside of the official Pokemon lore to an actual Pokemon interview. So, in an actual interview, one of the Pokemon creators said that the original inspiration for the Pokeball coloring was a Campbell's soup can.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So, just for those playing along, we are Dino 3, Astro 1. This sounds about normal.
No.
Okay.
It's not fun.
No mythical or legendary can be found in eggs. Fact or crap? Dino.
Crap?
Astro.
They can't be found in eggs, or they can be found
no
in eggs?
No mythical or legendary can be found in eggs.
I'm going to go with fact.
What's the chat say? I want to see what y'all are saying. Oh, Hub says crap. ISO says crap. Dino said crap, and it is crap.
just get out.
Well, let me hatch some mythicals then. Jeez.
Have you played Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl?
I'm like, sort of.
Did you get
it?
Your mystery gift of Manaphy?
Oh, no.
Did you... Well, if you haven't got your mystical gift from Manaphy, do you remember back to this old game called Pokemon Ranger? Or Pokemon Ranch? Sorry.
Pokemon Ranch?
Yeah, so the only way to obtain the mythical Pokemon, Fionn, is through breeding a Manaphy and a Ditto together. And you get a Pokemon egg that hatches a mythical.
Hmm. That was very interesting.
Yeah. Okay, one last one here. Pikachu was never supposed to be the mascot. Fact or crap, Astro?
I'll go with fact.
Dino.
I'm going with fact.
Okay, let's see what Chad has to say. Is Pikachu the original mascot? I see facts coming in. It is a fact.
Yeah.
So originally, Pikachu was actually supposed to be the counterpart to Meowth as the rivalry pair for Generation 1.
Interesting.
What Pokemon was originally supposed to be the mascot?
I wonder if anyone knows that. Because, like, I'm like, to me, I when you think
if you
about
read the
Pokemon,
manga, you should know this. Because it is the primary. Yep. Somebody in chat got it.
What Charmander? The
Clefairy. Clefairy was supposed to be the original mascot of Pokemon, but was changed after some market research and different things.
Dunsparce. King Tom says Dunsparce.
It should be.
Yeah,
now.
But Clefairy was the original mascot Pokemon of Pokemon. And in the manga, it is who the character Red actually has as their starter.
Hmm.
So that was our fact of crap this week. And as always, Dino has won again. Congratulations. Oh, and I do have to say something. If anyone has, because I'm starting to run out of my facts or crap that I already pre-prepared. If you have fact or craps that you would like to share or like to see in this segment, feel free to hit me up in Discord, or you can DM me through Twitter as well. So,
or you can email him directly at
wildcatdad17@btwpvp.com.
There you go.
Maybe maybe Ash will remember to put all those email addresses for mine and Dino in the show notes.
Oh yeah, I got. To... I always forget to do something. So.
We can't.
Most
just
of the time, it's putting the timestamps on the teams we talk about. So that's normally it right there. So all right, well, let's move on and go to the in-game news here.
It's the end.
We gotta slow down, like talk much slower because we're like what halfway through the show notes already, and it's only been 30 minutes.
Which
and...
I mean, I don't think it's necessarily bad, but you know, we do have a question. I don't know what this means, but
okay.
Are you talking about Fish's question? I flagged it for questions later.
Okay.
All right. So.
Oh, okay. Make them wait. That way they have to stay around to hear the answer or listen to the podcast.
Yay.
It's that's only, good. What, see, Fish? Noon your time? They're about?
That's a radio tease.
Nice.
So, I like that. So we are in... I don't even know what to call this event anymore besides just shit.
The bad event. If
the shit event. Like, man, it is not interesting whatsoever. At all.
I didn't even know about it, so clearly it's bad.
The number of people that I've seen physically angry about the 2020 Slowpoke is hilarious to me. Because it was a great joke last year.
Yeah.
It's so stupid now.
Well, yeah, because now they're adding Slowking to balance it out or whatever. Like, I would have just made it Slowpoke 2021 and Slowbro and Slowking 2022. Like, why add three?
I think ridiculous. Artemis did mention that he did like the that's with the hat, but you can't evolve it, unfortunately.
I haven't seen it.
I've got one either. And I won't click on another because I don't want the shiny that I can't evolve. I will be viscerally angry.
Oh, I was like, just throw your phone.
Yeah. But I hope Dino gets it on his first hatch.
No, don't say that.
Yes.
No.
I haven't seen a single one pop up, so I don't know. Maybe I'm just not lucky with that, but it's the only thing. So I caught a shiny Alolan Vulpix. And didn't realize it was just shiny because it looks just like a regular one.
Yeah,
and
it does.
I was like, I almost deleted it. And then luckily, when you do the mass transfer thing, it tells you like, hey, you can't delete this Pokemon. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why can't I delete? And I'm like, oh, I was trying to do. Oh, that's a shiny. Okay.
I hate you a little. I more than that, I really want the shiny Alolan Sandshrew.
Yeah, I have one of those, but I hatched. Well, actually, I have like two of them. I hatched them.
Yeah, just casually have two or three of them, you know.
Yeah. Maybe three. Maybe.
We'll see. See, now you have a reason to go to Orlando now because you want to get that from Astro.
Yeah, there you go.
I already had a reason. I qualified.
See, well, yeah. But, see, more so of I'll trade reason. You that. I'll trade you that, and you trade me the, what is it? The Snowy Cast
one. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it's going to be expensive either way, so you might as well get something good out of it.
Look at there, making things happen.
Look at that, I'm wheeling and dealing.
What do you guys think? Artemis said, he says, one day we'll be able to unequip customs, and he's like, I'm sure of it. What do you guys think? Like, do you think that'll be a thing where you're able to take off like the hat of a Pokemon?
God, that'd be so nice.
I really
if it is, I'll be so mad.
I will tell you, watching my daughter today, I realize who this event is for. My daughter, who had never seen like hatted Pokemon, picked up my wife's phone today, launched Pokemon Go because she knows how to do that all of a sudden. Lord help us all. And seen a Wurple with a party hat and viscerally jumped and screamed, Daddy, it has a hat! And started showing. I'm like,
yeah, it's awesome.
Okay, now I get it a little bit. And there's actually that's players out there that do get that excited for these, but I just hate it so much.
Sometimes, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, here's my question, okay? And this is what drives me absolutely insane, okay? You can't evolve party hats. You can't evolve the hatted Pokemon except for fucking Pikachu.
And only some versions of Pikachu. And you know what those versions are? The ones that had already been in the game before they stopped letting you evolve.
But still, if you're gonna set a precedent and say if they have a hat, you're not gonna be able to evolve it, then boom, take it out. Take out the old ones too, like across the board. But don't be like, hey, Pikachu with a Santa hat can evolve, but the other ones can't. I think it's just laziness.
See, they don't Mama Klein said her 3-year-old also had a similar reaction to the hatted Pokemon. So I guess it serves a purpose. The casual player probably does actually love the fact that they see these hatted things and they're unique. And costume shiny, yeah. King Tom mentioned as well. Costume shinies are trade bait. Not that I ever care when I have them. I'll use them to trade for something that I need.
You know, I have a... For anyone listening who's coming to Orlando, I have a shiny Mimikyu Pikachu.
Oh. So, that's a trade bait.
Just saying. Someone's got something good they want, and they want that. Let me know.
Nice. I was going to say, though, with everything you guys are saying about the little ones getting excited over this, like, sometimes we forget, like, that Pokemon is made for kids. And it's meant to excite them, not us, you know? So
I saw somebody, I think it was on Twitter, somebody posted something like that about, like, adults, like, the grown-ups bitching about Pokemon games not being hard enough, but forgetting that these games are actually meant for kids.
I'm a child at heart. Obviously... Be quiet.
I mean, I get it. So now it's gotten competitive, but we also, you know, remember, like I said, like, even opening up like Pokemon cards, like when my kid like opens up like a, you know, like I'll tell you right now, this card right here is like a very like basic card, but like to some people, like, all right, there you go. To some people, it's like very like, it's like a shiny Pokemon. They're like, oh, get so excited. But if you actually collect cards, that card is only like $1 or $2. Like, so it's not much. So like, you know what I'm saying? Like I live for the excitement for like the kids, you know?
Yep. Oh, Artemis got a shiny Stantler today, and I don't like him anymore. Because guess what? That's going to evolve. That's going to be a shiny Weirdier one day.
I would definitely freaking scream for that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, holy shit.
Well, it's just like when I caught a shiny Swablu in... I have a ton of them in Go. But I caught a full-odd shiny Swablu in Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl. And I literally let out a audible scream in my eyes. Like, what the crap happened? Like, oh, sorry, just Pokemon, and she just wanted to smack me, but that's besides the point.
That's awesome.
Someone just launched the game. I heard it.
That was me. That was me.
I didn't even hear that.
Hold on, because I think I have. Do I have one of those things?
I don't know. I thought I did. I don't know if Uncle Beast is asking about this background or that background in the back. I'm assuming it's this.
Not mine, because mine's black. So.
Yeah. He said,
"Oh, I'm sorry, I said, but your shiny Stantler with bales won't evolve now with Weirdeer comes." So Artemis wins. Yep.
Wait, so wait, is Stantler still around right now without?
It is part of the New Year's event. Without bales.
Damn. That sucks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, interesting, interesting.
Yes.
So
hey, seal spawning, that's always good. If you want to burn two elite TMs.
I mean,
so it's something.
It's a good one. I mean, to me, that's a good, if you don't have it, that's a good one to use.
But
them on,
is it because we have Wall Rain coming? Would you still recommend using it? See, I'm less likely to say use it now.
This is true. I mean, I'm saving mine for the Wall Rain, but
I have to use mine on Wall Rain as well. But that's besides the point.
Yeah. So this New Year's event will end on Tuesday, thank God. And then Mountains of Power is going to start on the 7th.
We have no details, which means it'll come out Monday when we normally would record. So sorry for those listening on Wednesday. There's no news this week.
Yeah. Something with, you're going to be helping Spark because I guess he needs a lot of help because he's not.
I mean, he is Team Instinct. Kandela,
so. Yeah, I mean, he's not Valor, so I can understand why he needs help. Didn't
I thought you were gonna play it?
I didn't move over to the soundboard fast enough.
custom.
Yep, exactly. So let's see, where are we? I think that's pretty much it. Is there anything else? Did I miss anything?
I don't think so. I do know. Oh, JDGX, who actually woke up to listen to us do this live out of Europe, did say Dewgong will always have its place in the Sylph meta. Better to have one than not, I think. I tend to agree with that, but I just don't want to spend the TMs on it. I've got like a rank 10 one that I could build, and I'm not willing to build it. Versus Walrein, I'm willing to use those TMs if I don't catch a good one on Community Day.
Yeah, but I mean, you're sitting on what? Probably, I mean, if I have 3 fast TMs, like, that's something. Like, you don't use them.
I have like 5 elite fast and 2 elite charge, I think.
Yeah, see, so you could do it, at least, you know, and it wouldn't be too much of a, you know, a detriment to your inventory.
But I may need to build something very quickly for a tournament and have to have one.
That's true.
can't debate against that.
can't debate. So, all right, well, that's it. I'm looking at this blog list. There's nothing there.
I mean, like, besides like getting some XL candy for some Pokemon that are on there, literally, like, I guess all of us have never really been fan of things you can't evolve when they have the custom, so it's like kind of annoying.
It's not only that, most of this is rehash of old party hats that we've already had. If it was new stuff, like Hoot Hoot, I was actually excited to catch my first one. I caught one 2020 Slowpoke simply to evolve it to a 2022 Slowking. That was cool. The rest of it is things I already have that I have to keep bothering and transferring and hit an extra button just to get it out of my system.
Yeah. Yeah, I catch it so it says that I caught it, and then that's it. I stop.
Yeah, that's basically... I mean, that's why we have the gachas. It helps, you know, not necessarily catch it on their own.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even go out and gacha catch today. That's how bad this event is. Then again, there was a Kentucky game at 1 o'clock, which is right around my normal play time, so guess what the precedence.
Right.
I went to the, I guess it's the big outlet mall down here, Sawgrass, with my wife and daughter today, and I didn't even think to bring my gacha. Like, I don't, I just walked around and didn't even think about Pokemon the whole time, which is bad. But that's just how this event has been. It's just not exciting.
Yeah, and Uncle Beastud, yes, they won. It was an amazing game.
It was like and a it
literally
surprise.
Went down to the final possession. Great game.
That is a Lundo.
Speaking, oh, Uncle Beastud, congratulations on beating me. I don't know. This is championship weekend for the fantasy team?
Or fantasy league? I think the next 2 weekends. It's a 2 week. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, so I didn't realize that the playoffs were each round was 2 weeks. So he beat me the first week, and I literally, after he won, I just deleted the app. I didn't set a lineup.
I was wondering if you just had one to replace with on the one person that scored zero.
But that's the thing. I didn't set my lineup. I had, I think, what, one person? Leonard Fournette wasn't even active. And I only lost by like 2 points. So, we would have seen. The world would have been a different place.
That's sad.
Uncle Beastud said he almost lost.
Meanwhile, I'm setting my lineup and still getting my butt handed to me week over week. So, my team is demolished by injuries.
There we go. So back to Pokemon.
It's funny you said that. I think, what was it? King Tom said skip the college football.
It's because he's sad about UC losing to Bama, but they played well. Let's just be honest. Well, they did play well.
Well, I mean, it's also kind of a good segue into the next segment.
It's a great segue. Let's hit this.
What is that next segment?
I think we may have a top 10 this week.
Oh, and you were a jerk and gave me one that was really hard to do.
I gave you two of them out of the gates. Come on.
No, because you gave me... No. So, all right. So then let's go ahead and do that.
This is Astral Top!
This week, Astros top 10 college football teams or college football mascots. Number 10.
The Florida for alligators.
That was easy. Come on. Number 9.
Baylor Bear Ticks.
Number 8.
The Virginia S. Cavaliers.
Number 7.
The UCF Golden Knights.
Number 6.
Oregon Ducklets.
Number 5.
The Kansas Jayhawks.
Number 4.
The Florida State Seminoles.
Number 3.
Georgia Grand Bulldogs.
That's good. Number 2.
The TCU Horned Frogateers.
And number 1.
Clemson Tigers.
Immediately disqualified.
Oh, I mean, would anybody expect anything less than that?
And those in our international audience that didn't get what we just done, just Google these colleges that he went through, and there were some good ones in here.
Yeah, it was hard.
It was hard.
So, for example, Virginia S. Cavaliers. The real team is the Virginia Cavaliers.
Fish is like, I trust you.
The Golden Knights was my
that
favorite.
Was good.
I like that one.
It was super, like, there were so many, like, because I could have done, like, the Northern Florida, what is the team, the college in Tampa? I don't know, but they're the Bulls. And I could have done, like, there were so many things. Like, Colorado had the Buffalo.
I gave them the Kentucky Wild Littens.
Yeah. But I don't want to put Kentucky in there.
Why? Because we won?
Yeah. But, so, yeah, there's that's our top 10 for this episode. Oh, man. It was really hard. Like, that was probably the hardest one I've had to do. If you guys have ideas for the top 10 that you want to hear, you can send them to me, send them to Wildcat, send them to Dino, whoever. And I'll do my best to try and do one.
I feel like that's going to be like a trend now that we're doing it, because I was thinking to ask for advice too, for like tips. Like, not advice, but like, you know, ideas. Like, if what, you know, people want to hear or, you know, discuss. So
we're for the people, man. What the people want. You guys want something, let us know. We'll try our best.
What I think the people want is to have my counting made into an actual soundboard board, so I don't have to try to stretch my throat every week.
But it's not as fun that way. And I actually do have each one of those.
Oh, I know. So for those that are wondering, I do that live every single time we have a top 10.
So real funny story. When was it, Caleb? It was Caleb.
No, it was Kakuna Matata.
Ah, yeah. So we had Kakuna on. Wildcat wasn't supposed to be on there. He had something that he had to do with his friends or something, some type of secret Santa or something like that. And we were doing a top 10. And Dino very graciously said, Wildcat, can you record that for me so I don't have to?
Yo, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm like, I said, I'm not like, which actually a lot of people have said it, and Wildcat himself has said, like, he has the voice to do radio, and I'm like,
I have a voice and a face for radio. Let's just be honest.
Exactly. So, and I'm like, no, my voice is not deep, so I'm like, not about it. I'm like, he's like, you asked me, like, you know, do you think, you know, you're kind of like hinting at it, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, so he sends it to me and I edit it, and by the time I have everything edited, which is really hard to go through each little one and cut out like the numbers and then save it as its own file, and it was a lot of bullshit. And then he's like, oh, I could get on.
Because just like ironic, I miss my one with my friends, I miss my one group of friends, I'm missing Secret Santa with another group of friends tonight. That's just apparently how it works when we record. I miss Secret Santa.
Listen, it is what
it is. It's almost, man, like I knew this date ahead of time and forgot and booked it for something else.
Yeah. All right. So moving on, let's go ahead and move over to our GBL section.
Fight!
So we are done with Holiday Cup, which I want to say thank God for, but then I realize like we're just kind of in that Master League like purgatory
for 10 days.
See, that's excessive.
Which does mean by the next show, we'll actually have Great League back. Because this show comes out on the 5th, Great League comes back on the 10th.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, good. We'll have something to talk about then.
So maybe we can actually talk about some of that this week. Because Sinnoh Cup comes back with Great League, doesn't it?
It does.
That's it. It does. I actually had been playing the past couple days the sets that I have played. Master League Classic? Is that Classic?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I haven't really done too bad. I picked up, let's see, Holiday Cup dropped me down to like almost 1750, something like that, from 2000.
Yeah.
And I'm like almost back up to 1900 because of Master League Classic. So it's not bad.
Has anyone else noticed that the rate of legendaries via GBL has seemed to go down?
Yeah. I was going to say that because I had someone locally, pretty good, PvP player, and he had hit Legend, I believe, around right before it hit Master League. And he's like, he actually mentioned that too. I'm like, and now that you said it, I'm like, okay. So I guess people are noticing something that's going on. And maybe it has something to do with like the whole lag thing that's been going around.
I wonder if it's that, or if it's actually the, we're going to make things easier to catch. And by that, they meant just not give out as many legends.
I didn't see it that way, but that's interesting.
Because Pokemoners have confirmed that nothing changed in the game master file as far as making them easier to catch. So the only thing that would make them easier to catch is you don't catch legends as much.
That makes sense. That's an easy way out of it.
Which sucks because I really need Kyurem because I'm at 47, 48 right now and still no shiny.
You know what's crazy that you mentioned that? I'm like, I haven't gotten a shiny legendary in a while. And you guys know that I always like, hey, recording that we had episode, I would be like, oh, I got this one from GBL. And then the next time around, I'm like, oh, I got this one now from GBL. I didn't get any of the shiny ones that have been out recently.
Yeah. Oh, GL Howder actually reminded us something. There is a Go Battle Night on, I think it's Saturday. Not that I want to discuss that because it's Master League, Master League Classic.
It's Master League?
Oh, the eight on Saturday.
Actually, there is a very affordable team, and I hope he doesn't mind me saying it. Thanks, Obama. He posted and beat, I don't know if you guys know the Asian Milkman, I think is his name. He beat him, and I think he hit Expert, my bad. He hit Expert in Master League Classic with a very, I guess I want to say it's like a very affordable team that I feel like everyone should have. I believe it was like a Togekiss, Garchomp, and Giratina Origin. And I'm like thinking like, holy crap, I have all those Pokemon. And I was very shocked that I even had that. I'm going to try that. I actually did try a team today with someone, I forget, I think it was Lyle that mentioned Piloswine. Is it Piloswine? No, Mamoswine. It has play, and I tried it, and I actually was kind of getting like a groove of it in Master League Classic, and I'm like, okay, I kind of like it. I was still learning a few things. I never play Master League, so I was very like, I don't know the move counts, which is kind of like a little hint of my segment, but that. It's just like, it's just crazy how important that is. And like, that's why I wanted to like also play it. And I just felt, and I felt like I needed, I can't miss playing GBL. So I needed to try something.
I did try out a team, and it finally got me back to 2200. Zarude, Melmetal, Machamp. It's pretty much the giant FU to Dialga team. Because no matter which...
I saw so many Zarudes, man. Like, it was crazy.
It's really good. It just is not bulky enough, in my opinion.
No.
Well, the team I came up with, Zarude can completely sweep my team. And I'm trying to remember. I think I did mention it at the start, but it was just... if I saw a Zarude, I would just, like, almost, like, top left. But... yeah, it was bad. Like I tried to build it. I don't know how. I don't have any rare candy, so I couldn't build it myself. And the team actually that I was trying out though, that it was okay. So it was like Piloswine, Mamoswine, Swampert, and Giratina Origin. So if you see all those three, they can get wrecked by Zarude because Mamoswine, he can hit me with the grass move. Same thing with Swampert. And then he has dark moves for Giratina, and I would just get wrecked. So it was really tough. So I may give it another go, but I may also try the team that Thanks Obama had, and I hope he didn't mind me saying the team that he had. So
I think if you're willing to put it in the Discord, it becomes fair game.
I was just like, that's how I said. I'm like, I don't feel too bad.
Well, if he didn't want you to say it. You already said it, so it's
Better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, right? makes sense.
That's it. Yeah. I've been running Togekiss. It's Togekiss, Hexorus, and Sylveon. And it's been pretty fun. Especially with all the dragons running around and the Machamps, and like Zarude came out a couple times, like they just dip out. So that's fun.
Yeah.
It's slow. It's a slow team. It's a very slow team.
But you think you'll continue playing?
Not a whole bunch, but yeah.
You know, yeah. Play like a set or two.
Yeah, I mean, the sets that I have played have been positive. But I'm not, like I'll play my first set. Like, the first set I played with it, I got a 4-1. And then I went 3-2, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to stop 3-2. Because I know what the next one's going to be is going to be an 0-5 or a 1-4. So I just stopped, and then the next day, you know, it was 3-2, and then I stopped. So I'm just not pressing my luck, I guess.
Yeah. Uncle B-Stud said, you mad charmer.
And King Tom right. said you should swap Kiss for Sylveon in the lead, because it'll have better matchups in the mirror, as well as Excadrill, Melmetal, and Mamoswine.
Hmm. Okay. I will try that for sure. Yeah, because that was the one thing. It was sometimes Togekiss in the lead is a little... If you get a bad matchup and then I have Sylveon in the back, it's like I have the less bulky one of the two. But it's not bad. I enjoy it. So we were talking, what, we got Sinnoh Cup? Is that what's
Sinnoh Cup? And I know the Discord has been popping off with people practicing. I think part of that is because people have to do Master League, so they're preparing for the next one.
I guess, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I was...
Have you...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, a lot of people have been saying they're going to skip out, like, at least today, was it today? I don't know when it was. Yeah, actually, it was today, because yesterday, the leaks changed, or Holiday Cup went away, where I just saw at least, like, 5 to 7 people saying they're going to skip out, or, you know, sit out for the whole time until the league, Great League, comes back. And I don't know, like, I had that mindset, too, and then I'm, like, I started trying to look at whatever's, like, good, and I'm like, just because, like, I can't. Like, I get, like, anxiety when I don't play GBL, so I needed to, like, get my fix.
You get the itch?
Yeah, I was like, ugh. So I needed to find a team, and I actually was getting in the groove of it. I'm like, okay, I'm kind of, like, getting the hang of, like, what is meta and what is sometimes seen and like, on how people play certain things. So it was nice.
Yeah, and I just want the dust, as bad as it sounds. I mean, you're talking, if you can just win one match, that's 2,700 plus another 3,000 to 4,000-ish. You know, 6,000 dust per win if you go 1-4. It's hard to turn down.
Yeah.
Especially for those that are building out their roster steel. It may be worth it, unfortunately.
That time frame wherever we got the 3 times Stardust, I think I gained like 200,000 Stardust without even realizing. I'm like, when the heck did I get so much Stardust? And, you know, it's funny. Like, Fish actually just said himself that he got to almost close to 2,600 in Holiday Cup. And he's like, I'm not about to play Master League to mess up my ELO, which that's a mindset a lot of people. Like, I got up to 20-something. And I had that mindset too, but I'm like, crap, like, you know, people are actually gaining ELO in Master League. And I'm like, I gotta learn to freaking play Master League. So I'm like, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. The Master League meta, you ready for it? There's 5 Pokemon: Kyogre, Dialga, Giratina, Togekiss. Oh, there's 4. Sorry. That's the Master League meta.
It is very, it's a lot more predictable than other things, so it's a little easier to learn, but it's still something, like, if you don't have it, it's going to be expensive to, like, even be competitive in.
Yeah, that's why I was so happy that I actually had Pokemon, that helped somebody get to expert. And I'm like, okay, I'm playing.
So have you guys started looking into Sinnoh Cup at all?
No.
I looked at the rankings and it's...
Oh, Artemis corrected me. I did forget the fifth one. Zacian
is a huge one in Master League Classic right now. It's so annoying.
I've almost built one.
I like seeing them pop up because they're running what? Snarl?
Snarl, Close Combat, Play Rough.
Play Rough.
Yeah, and it does nothing. And because it's Fairy, Charm hits it neutral, but it still does a good chunk out of it. So... go ahead, bring it.
And then Lyle also mentioned that I have also seen a good amount of Ho-Ohs as well.
I've seen zero. That's
no way. Yeah. I guess because I played all my sets in Master League. I don't know. Or did you not play? You didn't play all your sets. Yeah, that makes sense. He's like, nah. I'm so glad people can actually see the expressions now without actually going to say like, yeah, he did that. Oh, they can see him now.
Yeah. So I did. I looked at the rankings for the Sinnoh Cup on PvPoke, and it's weird because Lucario is ranked number one in this
I think
cup.
That's specifically because they expect Abomasnow and Bastiodon to be very popular.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to? I mean, wouldn't you want to take Toxicroak as your counter user in that situation?
Power at Punch is so good. And Toxicroak would lose a lot harder to something like Drifblim. And Drifblim? Yes, the Murder Balloon is returning.
which is crazy, though, because like since everyone's seen that Lucario is on top, I feel like that's kind of making people lean like towards Toxicroak because he is a fighter and would completely, I would say, will wreck Lucario to the ground.
It does beat Lucario. So, I will be frankly honest, I am actually looking at something that's not a fighter as my counter to Bastiodon, Lucario, Abomasnow. It's going to lose to Abomasnow, but Gastrodon really will wreck Bastiodon, Lucario, and Pachirisu, as well as Toxicroak, which are all top 10 Pokemon. Now it's
which I don't have that Pokemon that you I don't have that, so it's gonna be so annoying. I mean, if I do have it, I don't have it built.
I don't have it built, but I may build it.
I don't think
this.
I have one built.
I may have to as well, but I feel like then when you notice that, then people are gonna notice that, and it's just like a big cycle.
And I do think Drifblim will be really good in this cup. Outside of the ice and Bastiodon, Drifblim goes pretty much unchecked. So it beats things like Toxicroak, Lucario, Gastrodon, Cresselia, Empoleon. Like it picks up a lot of big wins. So I think it will be pretty popular as well.
I guess a team Lyle just said, I mean, it's free game. He said it. I'm assuming he's going to try this as Bastiodon, Drifblim, and Froslass. So double ghost in the back. Makes sense. And then that way also scares away Gastrodon. So I feel like it seems like a decent team. Both Pokemon have ice moves in the back. And then who else said something? Oh, Fish said Santium Gliscor beats all four of those, which I'm assuming when you were talking about earlier. So there's a lot of Pokemon. There's a lot of good choices that I'm like excited to try.
It's crazy when you stop and think that there's only 100 Pokemon or 104, I guess technically when you include alternate forms and shadows, that the meta can still be that varied. It's kind of impressive and shocking. Who's going to run Munchlax? Who's doing it?
Me. I've had it and I like it. And there's so many options. Like I kept scrolling. I'm like, what is this doing all the way down here? And I'm like, geez, there's like so many good options. It doesn't feel like it's like Kanto to me for some reason. It feels like a lot better.
I got a question for Mama Climbs. Are you bringing your Luxray? I know you want to use it. So are you doing it?
Ooh, that's spicy.
It's actually ranked 26, winning some key matchups like Drifblim, Froslass, Toxicroak, Empoleon, and Cresselia. So I don't know if she's still here. If she's still here, she'll let us know eventually.
I was looking down in like the 50s just to like see all these things. I actually have a rank one Krikatoon that, I don't know, looks kind of interesting here. It's picks up winds, Cresselia, Drapion, Abomasnow, Gastrodon.
I would have never guessed of like any of these Pokemon to be relevant.
And Artemis asked if Luxray beats the Murder Balloon. It does. Because it's running Snarl as a fast move with Wild Charge. So it's going to charge quickly and get to three Wild Charges well before Drifloon could get to two Icy Winds.
I'm assuming the Icy Wind still does a lot.
It still will, but you can burn both shields. You burn both of Drifloon's shields plus take it Drifloon out.
Interesting.
All right, so I have a question for you guys. Explain this to me. So there's a Pokemon in here that same typing as what's his name? Sableye. So Spiritomb's in here. Okay. It runs Sucker Punch, Shadow Ball, Ominous Wind. They're not like super great moves. But when I'm looking at its losses, Froslass and Drifblim, is that just because they get to their shadows moves or their ghost moves?
It's because
faster?
Sucker Punch is that bad of a move.
It does like no damage.
It does very little damage and very little energy gains as well. It's just a bad fast move. It's also not very bold. Its defense is pretty high, but its stamina is pretty low.
Yeah. So I was looking at like the losses, and it just, that one kind of took me. I was like, huh.
Yeah. That's weird. I was actually looking into that too, and I'm like, oh man. He was actually, Lyle said, Sucker Punch is a wing attack clone. I didn't know.
I thought it was much less energy than that.
Yeah, I think it's much less. I mean, if I'm not mistaken,
I will look.
Artemis said Sucker Punch is held back by the energy, only 6 energy. So I don't know if that confirms it. He said it's okay. Lyle said it's okay. Yeah, Artemis confirmed it. He says that it's minus 1 energy. So it's not the same.
Okay. All right. Let's see what else we got down here in the bottom ones. Staraptor is in there.
That's a nice one.
So low, I think, because of Bastiodon. Because Brave Bird, yeah. With that, and it's double nukes.
Yeah. That one. But it'd be fun to land a close combat on.
Oh, everyone can run their Dusk Noir from Community today.
Oh, yay.
Still don't do that.
I was looking at Dusclops.
Run a Shadow, what is it, Miss Magus? Magius or whatever, because I've got like so many of them right now from all the Rocket.
For sure. There's just so many Pokemon here that I was just like, it would be nice to try out. Don't know if it'll be good. But
and we do have Open Great League available to us. So I may dip into Sinnoh a little bit. But I probably will stick with mostly Open Great League.
Yeah, I was gonna say depending where I end with Master League, whenever switches, then I may go, you know, Open Great League or Sinnoh Cup.
So those are the only two? It's just Sinnoh and Open Great.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll mess around with both and see what happens. But who knows? Yeah. I mean, Toxicroak is in there, so anything with Toxicroak up in the top, I'm okay with. That's my dude. So alright. I think that's pretty much it. Like, I don't see anything else. The Sinnoh Cup, Great League's the same as...
Yeah.
Though
I mean, just besides
in the middle
that,
of all this, we do get the Walrein. So be prepared halfway through this rotation of Great League to start seeing Walrein everywhere.
Yeah. Which I think I'm going to keep mine for Ultra. I think that's where I'm going to keep it.
Yeah. I don't know yet. I feel like I'm going to try to build for all three. I don't think I'm going to accomplish it, but I'll try.
That's a lot.
Oof. That's a lot. Oh no, for sure. I'm not gonna power them up at the moment, but I'm gonna save them for later down the time. So, but
save them. Yep. There you go. All right. So okay. Well, then let's go ahead and move over to Dino's tip of the week. Yeah.
Ready? Yep, for that? I'm ready.
You got it?
Yep, I got okay. it. Okay.
Still my one of my
right. Favorites. You like nailed it on that. I told you I wanted Spanish or Latino music and EDM and just mix excellent.
Nailed it on the head.
All right.
Here we go. Tip of the week. Go.
Cool. So after we talked to Caleb, you know, a lot of things that he mentioned and kind of basically everything that I've been saying before, it was basically shown that he does the same thing and it's confirmed and everyone knows how he talks and how composed he is. So I know that we kind of touched on it a little bit and I'll bring it up again just because I feel like it's extremely important because I still see a lot of people doing this. And one thing that I always tell people, and I do it myself too, and I still need to get better at it, is having a good mentality whenever you're working. I mean, whenever you're battling, because whenever you, like, let's just say, like, you lose by CMP tie or you shield and you had one HP left, and because, you know, once you get a charge attack goes through, you lose one HP, so you lose. And then you, I don't know, some people say, like, they throw their phones, or I want to throw my phone. And they want to just, like, they get in a bad mood and their mentality's off. So that means that they're going to make reckless plays. So I always try to tell, and I started doing that myself. And whenever I, you know, get tilted by lag or whatever it is, just drop the phone and play later, because you're just going to continue losing and you're going to get more tilted and you're going to lose ELO, which I know that a lot of us have maybe lost recently, which I hate. I did lose like maybe 40, maybe 60 ELO today, but I wasn't mad because I was trying to learn a new league. So this brings up another point, which I'm going to do two things this week, is move counts. And I learned how important it is again, because I've learned the move counts for Great League and Ultra League very well, but I'm not familiar with legendary Pokemon. So I don't know what their move count is. I didn't even know what Zacian's move was until today, just because I didn't care about Master League. So whenever I looked at, I actually didn't even look at the move counts, because we have charts. And if you guys ever get to see it, I'm sure, I don't know who posts it. I don't know if you guys can confirm. I think it's like seven even, please, that posts these charts of like the move counts. And those are very helpful. And I learned that today, that I actually kind of enjoyed Master League just because I actually knew the move counts of certain Pokemon that I didn't know. Like, for example, that Giratina's, I don't know, for some reason, I didn't think about like Ominous Wind. I don't know how many Shadow Claws it takes to get to Ominous Wind, and it's 6. I thought it was 5. So I made a lot of bad plays because I didn't know the move counts for it. So if you don't know the move counts, and actually I know that Wildcat doesn't necessarily do it by move counts. Is that correct, Wildcat? Or
yeah, I do it by time, how long. So, it takes, which is similar to move counts. It's just knowing that it takes this many seconds of a battle, approximately, to get to that.
So move. I feel like I think that's like a little bit more advanced to me at least. It is, and I feel like there's ways of doing it, and some people do it by energy. And I think that's what, I think Caleb mentioned he does it by energy, if I'm not mistaken. And that's just like, there's three levels. Like, there's the level of counting moves, and then the time. And then I believe the next one would be, by energy. And like, you subtract energy as you're battling. That's just like another level to me. Caleb King does that, I believe. And so yeah, like I think like for anyone that's just starting that, and that's kind of why I said move counting, because it's like the bottom, the base of it. And then once you learn that, you can move on to the next one. So I think that this is very important to learn move count. If you're more advanced, obviously you want to get to the next level. And if you ever want to improve as a player, even if you're like, you know, a Wildcat, you know, myself or Lyle, maybe they can move on to the next step of learning the energy count, like the energy counts. And I don't even want to even think about that, but it's a good way of improving a lot if you want to get better, or if you want to get in the level of Caleb Peng or King. So, you know, if you ever do want to improve, there's always ways. So yeah, that's the tip of the week.
Yeah. I will say the tilted thing is actually hilarious, because I mentioned last week on the show during the Lured Up tournament, I got completely tilted by Unbreakable. So I'll ask you this.
Yeah.
What moves other than Psychic and Hydro Pump does Alola Mola carry?
Does it have an electric move?
I actually don't know. That's the only two moves that I know.
Yeah, same here. I had zero clue. And there you go. Fish on the Heater came in for the win here.
Blizzard?
Iowa had what I thought was an easy win versus Unbreakable. Because I had my wonderful Zwellius tagged up against a locked in Alola Mola. And I'm like, I've got this easy. I'm not going to shield anything. And then the Blizzard comes in. You talk about wanting to throw your phone. Oh my. And she literally, she mentioned me, she's like, I laughed so hard. She's like, it made me so happy that I went through it. I'm like, I had zero clue. So it happens to us all. Now, she did the other match. She completely kicked my butt top to bottom. She beat me bad. So she picked up that win hard, but that Blizzard just caught me completely off guard.
After that, I would have just messaged her good games. That's it. I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, it was rough.
So
now the tournament's over, I can actually reveal that piece of information. We have one more round to go at the time.
Yeah, there you go. Nice.
Yeah, that's crazy. Artemis is like, Brad got Blizzard.
Blizzarded.
He got Blizzard.
Blizzarded.
It was rough.
Oh, look at that. Saying words that don't make sense. We can move on to the new segment now, right? Here's everyone's Yay. Chance to laugh at us some more.
Live too.
Yeah. So kind of explain the game so you guys understand, since you can't see from our end. So Wildcat was in charge of pooling 10
for each of you, and they're different per. Yeah. So we're still going to have fun. Once one of you gets it wrong, we'll let the other one see if they know it.
Yeah. So yeah. So we've got a list of. I've got a list of 10. Dino's got a list of 10, and we'll go back and forth. Whoever goes first. So let's go ahead. Let's.
And what I will do for those in Twitch, I will copy and paste the Pokemon name into Twitch before each one. Which of you guys go? So you'll know what they're trying to say.
Then you can see it. Yep. So, all right, let's get started.
Mr. Samir Naga. Not gonna work here anymore anyway.
Today, Junior!
Do you understand?
Getting canceled. Is this what's going to get us canceled now?
I told you it was a good one.
Oh, so Astro, you are up first. And here is Astro's word.
All right.
Go ahead, Astro. You can see the notes.
Yeah, I know. Flabby?
No. Dino, do you have any idea here?
Is it Flababy?
Flabebe. And for those that aren't sure, this is the little flower Pokemon that is on the current loading screen.
Huh?
If you look at the current loading screen, in the bottom left, there's little flower-looking things. Those are Pokemon, and they're Flabebes.
Yeah. Is that the one that evolves into...
Don't say it. It's on the list for later.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's let Dino have his first shot here. So let me get the word in chat. Okay, Dino, when you're ready.
Let's go. All right, Mistrivious.
Is he right, Astro?
I don't know.
Mistrivious. Mistrivious.
Okay.
So he is right.
I'm slightly off.
All right.
Oh, I was right.
Okay, the next one's in chat. Anytime you're ready, Astro.
Masquerain? Masquerain?
Dino?
He's right.
Masquerain.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. Dino, your turn.
Oof. I want to say... Unpheasant?
Astro? It is correct. Unpheasant. Oh,
what?
Oh, the next one.
Why do you have to... Why? It's not that... It's just... It's so many things together. It was funny because this was one of the sound clips that I was going to put in it. It just... It would have made the intro too long from... Big Daddy. Hippopotamus?
Dino? I want to say he's right.
Hippopotamus.
Nice.
Or more importantly, hippo potatoes.
That's what I was going to say. Hippopotamus.
You're doing well, Astro. You should have to concentrate all this time when you read these. There you go, Dino. Your word is in chat.
Liavani? I know I said that one wrong.
Oh, you're so French. Why are you being so French here? Astro?
Yeah, I'm going to say what he said.
It is actually really close. It's minus the French accent. Levane. 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 No weird French accent at the end of it.
That's what happens when you try and get fancy, though,
right?
Oh, here we go.
Oi. Vivillon?
No. Dino?
Vivillon?
I don't know. Vivion.
What?
Vivion.
Wow.
So V-I-V-E-E-A-A-N, if you're doing phonetically pronouncing. Vivion. There's no L sound. I don't know why there's no L sound.
You got two of them in there, but we're not going to say them. So.
And speaking of the evolution earlier, Dino?
Florgus? Yeah?
That's correct, hey. Florgus.
So I was way off on what.
Oh, what were you thinking? Involved into? Now you can say.
I thought it was the one that that cooks in the Sword and Shield. What is it? And it's got the legs. Stavini or
Serena?
No idea.
Yeah. Whatever. No.
It's T S E R E N E A. I think is the way you spell it. So that's Serena is the name of that Pokemon. I almost put that one on the list and actually took it off.
You should have, because I would have got it wrong.
Okay, Astro. Here's your next one.
Man, Diancie?
Close.
Diancie?
Diancie. Yeah.
Hmm.
Dino.
I'm literally going to pronounce it how I see it, and says Carbink.
That's correct.
Probably. Oh, really?
There's definitely no funny business happening with the difficulty between Dinos and Astros.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
There you go, Astro.
What's this?
Correct. I gave you an easy one. See, I can be nice.
That was a good one.
Okay. Whoop. Correct. Give me a second here. Let me copy this. Because if I try to spell them without copying and pasting, Dino, have at it.
I'm gonna say youngest.
Correct.
Oh, nice.
That's not what were you going to say, Astro?
Oh, my God. What were you going to say?
Youngus.
I mean, it's close.
Yeah.
That's what's written there. Youngus.
I don't know.
Oh, God. What the
hell? I guess I kind of paid attention in class. I don't know. Junkus cousin.
Oh, man.
What is the next one?
I just put it in chat for Dino. He's, or for Astro. He's,
I hate that one.
I do as well. I've watched a lot of videos on this one, and I'm still going to say it wrong, most likely.
Crab-ominable?
Crab-om-in-a-bull.
There you go.
Crabominable.
It's a tongue twister. Crabominable.
Crabominable.
Like abominable.
Crabominable.
Put crab in front.
Uh huh. But I say it right?
Close enough. I'll give it to you. Close enough. we're on G here. Now I went hard for Dino this time.
I actually know this one.
Oh.
I think.
Okay, let's see.
Oricoro. Oricoro?
Oricoro.
No? No, yeah, there we go.
Oh, Jesus.
I actually know this one, too. Well,
this one I knew up front. You know this from the anime, don't you, Dino?
Yeah, and also people pulling it on the card game.
Oh, yeah.
So they kept saying it.
For those that are not watching this, the look of concentration on Astro's face right now.
So when I first looked at it, I thought you put DeFi's name in there. I was like, oh, DeFi. Oh, man. DeHelmis? DeHelmis?
It's so much easier than you're making it. Go ahead, Dino. Tell them how you say it.
Yeah.
Delmise.
So much easier than you're actually making it.
So the why is...
What why? There's no why in that name.
I should have wrote these names.
Okay, Dino, you're up.
Oh, I know this one too. Pheromosa.
Correct. Pheromosa.
I feel so bad for Astro because these are actually hard. Like, if I didn't know this, I didn't hear it, like I would have gotten it completely wrong.
What the hell?
Have you ever seen this Pokemon? Oh my God. First off,
I've never.
No, oh, I don't even know Google what that is.
I actually never heard of this one. Man. Even Uncle Beast is like, oh no. Oh my God. Is that true?
It's an Ultra Beast. It's a Pokemon.
Oh, okay. I do know this one then, I think.
It's the one that has a disco ball for a head.
Oh, yeah. I rarely recall. It's a Digimon.
No, it is not. It's a Pokemon. Like, I can see you.
No, it's a Pokemon. I remember it.
Because aren't those Digimon like even worse than Pokemon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even attempt those. Here you go.
Yeah. My kid's into, what is it? Bakugan?
Oh, yeah. Here. I'll send you a link to its Bubblepedia page just so you can see it, and maybe that will help you.
Blasipalion?
Dina, what do you got?
I remember the name, but I don't remember how to say it, so Blasipalion? I don't remember at all.
Blasipalion.
That doesn't even make sense.
But now, Astro, go look at the link real quick. Look at this thing.
Oh, man.
It's very weird looking, for sure.
What the hell?
Okay, yours is up, Dino.
Twacky.
Say that again?
Twacky? No?
Not quite.
Astro? Not quite. The wacky.
You put an extra syllable in there, Dino. I don't know how you put an extra syllable in, but you did.
I don't know. I was just trying to say it quick.
Okay.
Wait, did he have not?
You each have 10. You each have one more.
Okay. Oh. Stonjourner?
So close. Why you don't want to say stone? Stonejourner.
Okay, so here's the thing with these Pokemon. Like, look at, like, what is it? The Delmize. They're adding letters, but they don't say them. So,
and they leave letters, you know, out and do say them.
How am I supposed to? Yeah, and then some of them do.
Oh, wow. JDGX said he loves Galar, but he forgot that was a Pokemon. It's literally it's Stonehenge.
Is it? What the heck? That's one.
Yeah,
T Hub
said that's the English language for you. Okay, Dino, your final one is up.
Impidimp.
Impidimp.
Oh shit! I actually didn't recall this one too much.
This is one of those one that I'm. I think Astro is very heavily waiting for as well. A dark fairy.
Oh yeah,
this is the pre-evolution to Grimmsnarl.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
And I bet you everyone is really excited to hear me call it impotent constantly because that's what's going to come out of my mouth half the time.
Even though I said it today on January 1st, he's still gonna say it wrong whenever it comes out.
I'm still gonna say it wrong. So
oh, I did have a bonus one for Astro.
Oh, great.
I'll put it in chat. I'll put it in chat, and then I'll put it in Astro's chat as well.
Let's do this. Yep, Zapdos.
Wrong. Forever wrong.
That's right. Let's try it.
So, I won that one, right?
Oh, they got one for Wildcat. They got one for Wildcat.
Brilliant.
Thank you, guys. Thank
I think
you
in the
so
end,
much.
Who the real winners Thank are is our so. Listeners for this segment.
Yeah.
Or they're dumber for hearing it. One or the other.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so
King Tom
was
a really good one for your next top 10.
Ooh.
Top 10 Pokemon wrestlers.
Ooh. I like that one. I like that one a lot. All right. So that is, what did you say?
Mr. Samir Naga, not gonna work here anymore anyway.
Today, Junior?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
It's very good.
That's hilarious.
I really wanted to use that Office Space. That Office Space there. All right. So that's the end of the show, right?
Maybe questions?
Oh, wait. That's right. We got questions. That's right. So before we get started with the questions, for those of you listening to this on Wednesday and not joining in on the fun today, You can, if you're in our Discord, you can always ask your questions in the You Want Answer section. You can email us your questions, or you can send it to us on Twitter. But most of the time, we're pulling them from our Discord, because sometimes, most of the time, I forget to send out a tweet to the Twitter people. So let's go ahead and do the question and answer segment then.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
So I don't know what's worse, what I just had to read with those names, or what I'm about to have to read from this question here.
That's gonna be fun.
So, yeah. So first question comes from La Fleurie.
Right? We really need to get him on a voice call just to get him to tell us.
Yeah. Just to get a pronunciation of it. Writes, with the season seeming to revolve around Legends of Arceus, how likely is it that Niantic will release Basque Legion? And that one.
Hasuian and Braviary.
What is that? Okay, that must be the region.
That's great.
In Go. Regardless of your answer, I know I'll be catching every Basculin and Stantler I see, hoping for good PvP IB ones.
Very smart.
Yeah, I would have them just to keep. Like, I have a Hundo, what is it? The little one? The bird that evolves into Braviary? Yeah, I have a 100% one from GBL, actually. I got it from a GBL reward.
Yeah, nice.
So I'll just hang on to that one. Hopefully it's... Is it the same
we don't know
evolution?
Yet.
Would it be? Or is it going to be different?
Yet. You know, but I agree. I mean, like, they took out Alolan and Galarian Pokemon before it's supposed to. Yeah.
If you have asked me last month, I would have said we'd have had Pokemon Legends Arceus where at least one of the three were released. However, after seeing the January calendar, I'm saying my chance is zero at this point. Because they would tie these to an event.
Yeah.
Damn.
Artemis says he thinks Weirdeer and Cleavor will come first because they're normal and bug. Yeah, I could see that. Mm. Cleavor would be a bug rock. So similar to Crustle.
That would be a confirmed evolution of Scyther, which...
Yep,
right?
Correct.
It's a very cool... It would be from Scyther, right? So it wouldn't be from, like, Caesar. So
actually, most likely what they would end up doing is putting it in eggs just like they do with Alolan Raichu. Because Alolan Raichu evolves from normal Pikachu.
Oh, right. Mm, okay, that makes sense. He's a very cool Pokemon, but he seems like he's going to be glassy.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think he's going to be glassy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next question. So we got two questions. Fish, two questions. I'm going to let you have this one because...
Well, it's more of a question and an explanation of the question that we thought was a question that isn't a question, if you actually read.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I'm going to give it to him because I forgot to... Him and DeFi were going to pop in at some point during the show, and I totally forgot to set all of that up. And he reminded me today, like, 3 hours
fired.
Before the show started. So they come from these questions or statements and whatnot. Come from Fish on a Heater. Question: do you like good Pokemon or lame ones?
I mean, lame ones are fun sometimes.
Most
like Dunsparce.
For PvP, I agree. Like, some lame ones are actually pretty good.
I'm just waiting for the hateful comments of me saying Dunsparce is lame to come in.
Oh, snap.
But, I mean, okay. Yeah, it's like that Pokemon that's like, oh, it's so bad that everyone is, like, happy with it.
Do you guys ever watch the Honest Game trailers for Pokemon games? Sometimes. Oh, God, they're hilarious. Because what they literally do is every generation, they go through and rename all X number of Pokemon for that generation. And it never seems to fail at a bird, another bird, a slightly bigger bird. Because all the Route 1 birds are pretty much birds. That's what they are.
Yeah.
Talking about lame Pokemon and all.
Sure. Yeah. So the next part of it is actually added Wildcat Dad. That was my guess at what the market research was that determined that people liked Pikachu over Clefairy. Huh. I still find that like crazy that Clefairy would be the one that they decided.
It's
like,
cute. I figured it'd be like kind of Charizard cute if you actually look at Clefairy. It's a really cute pink, you know, fun Pokemon.
But isn't Clefairy supposed to be like from outer space?
It is. Hence evolving via a moonstone.
So, right. So, I mean, to me, that wouldn't make sense. Like, what did the guy just like find it? Like, if came down from space and he picked it up and was like, oh, this is my Pokemon.
Pokemon's been here for a long time, remember? Come on. I mean, I guess. Legends Arceus is set over 2,000 years ago.
Okay. Is Clefairy in it?
Yes, I do believe. I think I've seen it confirmed already.
Okay. All right, then I'll give it to you. When you catch one in the game and then show me, please.
We got to get Dino to pick that up. Everyone ride Dino to make him buy Arceus.
Oh, I'm buying that one. I wasn't going to buy the other ones, though. Diamond and, was it?
I actually quit playing them already.
Oh, really? This is why, like, we spend $60 to stop playing.
There's just not, like, with Sword and Shield, there was a lot of post-game activities you could go do, and there's a lot of draw to keep you coming back with monthly events and things. That's just not there in BDSP.
Yeah.
Everyone in chat is going ham on Dunsparce right now.
I can't believe so many people like such a lame Pokemon. I'm really going to get in trouble this year.
He's already starting the first day of New Year's bad.
He's already stirring the pot there. Good job.
I mean, like, what are the chances of Dunsparce getting a evolution down the road?
The Pokemon company forgot it existed, so probably zero.
It's kind of like, what, Bibarel? Like, a Bidoof? It's like, I don't know if you guys remember when there was, like, Bidoof Day, I think it was.
Bidoof's always been kind of a meme, so.
Yeah. I feel like Dunsparce has a potential of being a meme as well.
Yeah. Alright. So, next question from ISO330. How would you feel if, let's say, Niantic would let you remove costumes for, say, 50 Pokemon or some amount of dust?
Dust, okay. Pokecoins, absolutely not.
No, yeah. No coins, but dust.
Or better yet, if you hit the evolve button, it pops up and says, are you sure this will no longer have a costume? And you hit yes.
That's a good idea, actually. Oh. Niantic, we're giving you these things for free. Do it. Make everybody happy. So, next question comes from KingTom513. Writes, is Wildcat Matt Jones?
We've never been in the same place at once, so I'll leave it at that.
Next one, Uncle B Stud. We have three... We have three go battles in span of a month. Is hold on. I'm going Wildcat put this in. Is that too unspread out?
Are they too close together?
Is that? Yeah. Probably.
I think so.
I definitely think they should have had one during the either Great League or Ultra League rotation this month, but I get that. If you look at the way they're scheduled this time, there is one Master League Go Battle Day, one Great League, and one Ultra League Go Battle Day. So I get what they're trying to do there. I just think they should have maybe moved the Ultra League to December did the Master League in January and then Great League at the very end.
Yeah, for sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they should have definitely done that. But it is what it is. Got to deal with it now.
Yeah. Next question comes from 111010. They want to know, what are your trainer levels, XP, Stardust, and catch counts? Man, I got to open my phone.
I was like, oh, crap, level I don't 45? Even know that.
I have 71,000 Pokemon count caught. The XP is 12 million into level 45. Or actually, it tells me here, 79 million XP. I am still on the XP grind. And I'm very poor on Stardust currently. I'm at 6.42 million. Very, very poor currently on Stardust.
I'm level 45 as well. Total XP, 95 million. Yep, 95,323,000. What's Dust count? I'm at 1,101,000. And my catch count, I should have looked at that while I was here. 60,000.
Dino?
Not bad. Yeah, so for the Stardust, I'm not going to say.
No, I want to know. I want to know how low you are right now. The draft is coming. I need to know how much of an advantage we have.
Okay. Well, I'll start with the XP. The total XP, 77,000. And then what was the next one? Is Stardust? Okay, Stardust, I have 150,000. So it's not too bad as my usual less than 20,000. So, and then catch count, I am at 77,000.
So we're all three about the same area.
Yeah. Nice. Next question comes from DDGX25. What's your Zarude's IVs? Mine's 14. Is it worth building?
To answer that, worth building, yes. Because you only get one. Even a bad IV one is better than no Zarude at all. If that tells you anything, I am at 14, 11, 10, and I built my Zarude and actually can use it pretty well. Yeah,
there you go. All right, so if you got it, build it. If you have the resources,
rare candy, all the rare candy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, I only have 679, which you may think sounds a lot. Let King Tom put his rare candy count in chat, and then you'll see what a lot of rare candy looks like.
Ooh, called you out. So, all right. Next question from ISO 330. How did you learn the move counts? Do you just have them pulled up on a computer? I don't know the move counts, so I can't answer that question.
That is not good that you don't know it.
I know some of them.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Uncle Beasta did this. I don't know if you, I think I mentioned it to one of you or both of you, where he actually printed it out. And then he posted it, I think, either like on the wall in his room or something. So, I mean, you don't have to go through those lengths, but it's good to have. Like, when I first started, I could just have the website open on my phone or just take a picture of it and then go back and forth. When after a match, you're like, oh, crap, you know, let me go see how much the count was and stuff like that. Or if you, you know, work from home, you know, like some people do, you could actually have that open while you're playing just to learn that way too. So there's many ways to do it. You can print it out, you can have it, you can go have it on your phone to go back and forth with it. So
yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons I do mine by timing, as opposed to trying to remember 85 different move counts. I know in general how long each Pokemon takes to get to certain moves, and that is by sheer repetition of battle. I have done well over 5,000-6,000 battles across great ultra master. So it's just constantly repeating and doing it and taking notes in your head as you go. Oh, and King Tom said he's only at 1977 currently on his rare candy.
I'm out.
What?
All right, bye, guys. I just used all of mine on freaking Giratina. I have nothing.
But you have backspace now.
That is true.
That's true. I have like 100, like 110 or something like that. They'll just sit there.
Artemis, you're mean. I'm not going to read that on air, but it's funny.
You got to read it.
Artemis Dragon. Most people have pictures of their crush on their wall, but Uncle B-Stud has move counts.
He's dedicated. He's dedicated. You know, forget girls. You know, it's all about Pokemon.
Listen, in my office, next to my computer screen, I have a picture of the, what is it, the typings and the weaknesses and all that stuff. Oh, that's there. It is next to a picture of my kids so that I could kind of like, someone walks into my office and be like, oh no, I'm not looking at Pokemon. This is my kids.
Yeah. I guess in a way, like, I'm like, he's literally talking about posting stuff on their walls and I have freaking Pokemon stuff in here. So now I feel like a freaking loser.
It's not a loser. It's smart.
Yeah, it's smart.
Listen, I've got, like, so if you look at my desk, I've got freaking Pokemon all over the place. You would have thought, like, it's a 12-year-old's desk.
It's Pokemon. Oh, I also have, you'll get it.
Nice.
That's the
Mach 42
something.
Oh, and this one too. This one. This is actually my company profile picture. Is Pika Pool.
Huh.
Nice. That's dope. I like that awesome. One.
That was another one of my wife got me last that year. Is. My wife gets really thoughtful, awesome gifts, that's even awesome. Though she doesn't like Pokemon.
All right, so next question comes from Homie D is back. Hey, lads, I was wondering if I should power up my Zacian all the way. There you go, that one. All the way, or add a second move first. It's 2100 something right now. Free to play as well. If that matters. That does actually matter a lot if you're free to play. Because that means your rare candy is probably not 1900. So I don't know. I've seen them in Master League, but man, I don't know. I've never used mine, so I don't
it's
know
good.
How
it's really, good it really good is. In Master League. But if you don't have the resources, save it and power up something you have the resources for now. What's really hard on it is the fact that there's outside of like Melmetal, which doesn't have a really super effective move against it, and technically Metagross, but not a lot of people are running Metagross. There's just no check out there for it. There's no super effective move back against it.
What's the second move on that thing?
Close combat and play rough.
Some people do run. It does have wild charge, and some people do run it. But, you know, most the standard move is close combat, play rough.
So, I guess kind of like what he's asking is if he should power it up or second move it. It depends on how fast you want to use it. I guess if you want to use it right away, you power it up and then. What run close combat?
Yeah, close combat. I mean, I would say when you need because you need it for Dialga.
Yeah,
I was gonna say though, like I know that he mentioned the CP, but we don't know the IVs on it. So there is that takes into play. I mean, for all we know, it's like a 12, 13, or something like that, and then that takes a lot of play into it. You're not gonna want to. It's not like a mythical Pokemon that you can't get more than one, so you definitely want to just make sure it has good IVs, even, you know, especially for Master League.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess with Master League Pokemon, like, is it always necessary to have that second move in Master League?
Yes, you still need it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, trust me. Like, yeah, it's like, think about it this way. Like, let's just say you're a fairy going against a dragon, and especially Giratina, and you're just running Snarl in close combat. Where is the play rough that you needed for Giratina? You screw yourself. Mm-hmm. Or vice versa, you're going against a Melmetal or something like Dialga, and you're running, Snarl and play rough, you need a close combat for Dialga. So, you need it as an example for that Pokemon, and I'm sure the same thing for any other, Master League Pokemons, like Groudon, Dialga as another one. All of them. So, yeah, you need it.
Okay. Next question comes from Artemis Dragon. He wants to know, Gen 7 dropping next season, finally?
I've been wrong enough. I'm not going to get burned again.
No tin pad this time.
I'm going yes. Yes. We got it. Maybe.
I just want my litten. I want my pretty little kitten.
For your
Incineroar. Yes, for my giant wrestler. Yes, that's exactly why I want litten.
It's cool looking. I don't know how good it's going to be. I still don't think it's going to be that great.
It could be another Machamp, in my opinion, because its attack is that high. And defense, it has similar defense and attack to what Machamp does. So depending upon its movesets. Yeah. Oh, Artemis, that's actually Primarina in Master League will be amazing, actually, probably. Water Fairy. There's your Groudon check big time.
It would probably be good against Kyogre, too.
Be good against depends on the fast move there. It would be good against Yveltal, which is another Master League staple.
Actually, I haven't seen one. I mean, maybe for Open, but for Classic, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, so we'll see.
So, yeah. All right, next question from T-Hubs, or Tyler. Tyler. Question is a hot dog a sandwich? So I've had this discussion, not based on a hot dog sandwich. So one of my really good friends is a vegetarian, and they consistently call their sandwiches burgers. And if you're a vegetarian and I'm offending you, I apologize, but it's just the truth. It is not a veggie burger. It is a veggie sandwich. So, hot dog is not a sandwich.
Correct.
I would assume it isn't, but is it like a category of its own?
It's a hot dog. A hot dog is a hot dog.
Just hot. So it is a category of its own. Something like sandwich and
the
burger.
Because you got all kinds of different hot dogs, actually. Yeah. You got the Chicago dog, the New York style dog, Detroit dog,
chili
cheese dog. Like you got, hot dogs have deserve their own category.
To not offend any Colombian people that we have, there's also Colombian hot dogs, just FYI.
Oh, never had them. What's a Colombian hot dog?
So good. They put like the papitas on it.
It's like they put chips, like crumbled up chips on top of it, and they put I think cheese, and they have this pineapple sauce on, and it's really good.
Or they do the pink sauce.
Oh, yeah, the pink sauce. There's like a pink sauce. Yeah. It's like a mixture of like mayonnaise and ketchup, I believe. So it's really good. And they have a quail egg, I think, right? A quail egg, is that what it is? A quail? Yeah, they put it on top of it too. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting.
Yeah, but also we're missing the bigger picture. The hot dog is the actual meat, not the bread. It doesn't mean it necessarily has the bun around it. If you take a hot dog and fry it up in a pan and eat it, you're still eating a hot dog. Doesn't matter if there's... doesn't always have to have bread around
Tyler,
it.
Tyler, you're wrong. Defending himself, saying they're sandwiches, and he's just wrong.
It has... no. No, no.
Time to move on since he's that wrong.
Next.
Next question. So we got two from King Tom. First one, he wants to know, what shiny do you want for shiny Pika Mimikyu from me? I don't know.
You'll have to meet him in Orlando. Then they'll talk.
Yeah, you'll have to come to Orlando and we'll hash it out. We'll figure it out. We'll have some alcoholic beverages.
Honestly, King Tom, Tyler, I'm probably driving up to Cincinnati to get a direct flight down to Orlando. So we all can just get on one flight. There you go.
You could all meet in Kentucky.
The Cincinnati airport is in Kentucky.
Wait.
The Cincinnati airport is actually in Florence, Kentucky, about 15 minutes south of Cincinnati.
So how is it?
It's actually Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Airport.
Oh. Okay. and then he also wants to know where is, I'm guessing, Reyes and Miami Dade.
That is a good question.
Everybody, tag them consistently in the Discord until... they shut off their phones. and our last, okay, good. It's our last question here. JDGX25 wants to know, will the Rowlet line take Trevian's place?
It is possible, depending upon moves.
Yeah, it's always depending about moves.
Rowlet is definitely bulkier. So it has a chance, because we all know in PvP, bulk is typically king. So if it has some decent moves, if it gets the same moveset, it takes Trevian's spot 10 out of 10 times. However, how many times are we actually going to give, you know, a Pokemon that could take another one's the same moveset? So we'll see.
So it starts off as a grass flying and ends up in a grass ghost.
Very, very cool.
It's an archer. It's awesome.
I love it.
I always get that when I see a picture of it. I always think it's Hawlucha at first. And then I'm like, oh, wait, no, that's not.
When's Hawlucha come into the game? Good
that's
Lord.
One I want. I know, right?
Right.
I've been waiting for that thing.
One day.
We're going to do a road trip over to Mexico because you know that thing's going to be regional.
Why did you have to say that? Because I didn't consider that, but you're probably right.
You know it is. They're going to put it at like an event like GoFest or something. You know that.
I mean, we should probably get a Dino, right? Because, I mean, technically, down
that area. No, they'll actually border it to where it's only Mexico and not just the latitude, longitude.
They probably... Nah. I hope not. Yeah.
Is that a show?
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
That's it. We're done. We did a show. We did a show. Oh, look, and it's 2 hours.
There we go. We haven't had a show, I think, below 2 hours in...
Last week's.
Never?
Last week's.
Oh, last week?
Last week's.
Oh, I...
Last week's. Even pre-fuck-up and then after fuck-up.
I believe my mic is fixed, hours. Y'all. I apologize.
Yeah.
Seems like it is.
So, what ended up happening just back, you know, behind the scenes things, when I edited the podcast, it's everyone's in their own individual, I guess, lines, and I do a thing called silence truncation. It's called truncate silence for those, and what that does is all those little like gaps, like we're not going to edit those out now because it's live, but normally like the gap where it's just like we're figuring out to go on to the next segment or something, that gets cut out. But what was happening was it picks up like a decimal level. I'm getting like super technical and no one's going to care. But anyway, Wildcats was coming in at the decimal level that the program thinks is silence. So that's why he was
so before we end questions, I asked you this last week and Dino didn't get a chance to say what it meant to him. So Dino, 1 year of the show. What does that mean to you, man?
That's crazy, but I'm still in disbelief. I mean, if you would have told me this like 2 years ago that you're going to be doing a podcast, like, I would have been like, what the hell? Like, no way. To me, it means a lot. It means a lot just because not the fact that I'm doing a podcast, but the fact that I can help a lot of people. And I actually mentioned this to Mama Climbs whenever we face in the Team Rocket Cup, that when I first started, it took me forever to get to Legend at 4 seasons because I had no help. I had no one to ask questions. I had no one to watch any videos or anything like that. I mean, I had things, but it wasn't that popular as it is now. So to me, it really kind of helping others that weren't, you know, that are just starting out. You know, I'm trying to do what I didn't have when I started. So I really feel good whenever I see somebody, like a few people that we have on Discord, that their Evos are already like 100 times better than I was in second season. So it's really nice to see. And to me, it means a lot. You know, I appreciate everyone that's on Discord, appreciate you guys. So yeah, that's why this whole year has just been amazing. So thank you, everyone.
Sorry, I sprung that on Astro last week and let him be sappy Astro, so I had to do the same for you.
You're good. I was surprisingly ready.
And everyone, you know, we got people in the chat telling us thank you, and you know, amazing show and all this, and really it's the community that makes the show. We could do this, but without the interactions we have with everyone that we're with in the Discord, through Twitter, the show wouldn't be anything like it is today. You guys are the reason that we strive to actually keep improving and make things better. You're the reason I cared my audio sounded like crap last week.
Even Wildcat, like, and myself, we tried to get like better equipment, so it's like better, you know, so we can either, if we're streaming or quality sound, it's just better for you guys to see us or hear us or whatever it may be. And then Casa de Cubone said, what are the odds the show goes to the GoFest in person this year?
100% if there's one in person.
If there's an in-person? Yeah. My wife's already.
I already told her a year ahead.
If it's in Chicago, that's where my cut is located, and I may just have to go visit corporate for a week.
Yeah, just for work reasons, you know.
I totally didn't work do that reasons. The last no. two GoFest that were in person in Chicago. To make them pay for my flight.
If there's an in-person, me and Wildcat will be there. Dino will have to, maybe we'll have to.
You guys have him. To convince me.
You have to.
The same way I was convinced to freaking play Sylph. So it wasn't you guys. It was them.
The answer.
There we go. So that's it, man.
It's
1 year.
Yeah, that's insane. It's been a freaking long. It flew by real quick. It
flew by and was so long all at the same time.
Oh, right?
Hopefully this isn't the sequel of the sequel.
Yeah.
And as Fish said, like, oh no, they're getting sentimental.
Nope, it's done. We did the sentimental thing. But no, seriously, before we wrap up, you know, thank you everyone for joining us on the live thing. You know, we know it's late in some places. I mean, people, like, I think it blows my mind that, like, there's people who set their alarm, went to sleep, and set their alarm to wake
those
up
things
to
are amazing.
Listen to like my dumbass talk for 2 hours. Like, it's still just like it doesn't register in my brain. You know, this kind of stuff.
But, yeah, for sure.
You know, we're you guys don't get to see like the behind the scenes, like our chats and stuff like that we have, but like. We talk about you guys like we talk about like our family. You know, we're constantly, oh my gosh, did you see this person? Did you see that this person got better? Did you see, did you see this person beat that? Like, we, you know, we're involved, even though like we may not talk as much in the thing, like we're seeing everything that's going on and we're very aware of everything, and just seeing everyone. Like, just helping everyone else is like really what this whole thing is about. So, you know, thank you everyone for all that. And, you know, we just want to, you know, first we're going to thank all of our Patreons. If you want to be, if you want to support the show, you can for as little as a dollar, which will gain you access to our Discord. Links and everything will be in the show notes. Special thank you to our Coach's Corner supporters, JD Mojo Jojo, Clifford Mert, Thanks Friend 673, Eastwood, Mama Klein, Schwartz, and Mosh Pit 37. Our Patreon producers, King Flip, Kittens and Hi-Fis, King Tom, and Matthew Breaker. Our Discord admins who aren't here.
Shame.
Reyes 683, Siegel, and Miami Doc. They're adminning
the exactly. Well, Siegel's right fixing the bot so we can actually do our draft.
There we go. All right. So he's got the excuse there. So be sure to follow us on Twitter at BTW PvP Podcast. Follow us on Twitch, which you already know if you're here, twitch.tv/BTW PvP. You can email the show at info@btwpvp.com. You can email wildcatdad17@btwpvp.com. Dino@DinoElMagico. Ask him how to spell it.
Or just remind Astro consistently to put it in the show notes, because we'll forget to remind him. That's just what happens.
I'll remember this time. I will remember this time, I promise. At, you know, Dino Magico at btwpvp.com. I use the info. That's me. I run the info one. Links to our merch store, Patreon, and our friends Fish on a Heater and Pallet Town PvP, which have been doing really good stuff. So if you're not part of that community, hop over, especially for night owls like me who like to stay up late. It is a good place to also, you know, when everyone here goes to sleep, you got another place to go to do some practices. And he's running this really cool thing called, what is it, The Ring? Is that what it's called? The Ring? I'm going to mess it up.
It is The Ring. I can confirm for
it
him.
Is, yeah.
The Ring? Yeah. Yeah. I signed up for it. I'm just waiting for my turn. So we'll see. Maybe next. I don't know. Just drop it. So all that will be in our show notes. And finally, thank you all for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm AstroZombie954.
I'm WildcatDad17.
And I am Dino El Magico. And until next time, good luck and get good.
All the people that get to hear the end part.
Besides
Artemis.
besides Artemis, yeah. Everyone's actually hearing Look this at part.
They're cramping your style.
I think Tom earlier said he actually listens to the end as well. I mean, imagine.
Oh, nice.
There. I got a feeling as soon as we hit in show, it'll just take us live off Twitch, though, won't it? Okay, so thanks, y'all, for being here.
It takes us off live.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
This is a lot of
Hector,
fun.
I'll come up
and,
with my gift now.
For those of you. Yeah. And it will be, if you want to listen to it again for some odd reason, it'll be on uploaded and everything ready on Wednesday for you. All right, guys.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you so much. See you later.
See you guys.